The Buzz on CliffCentral.com.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to The Buzz on CliffCentral.com. As I try and get my headphones correct, it's good to be with you. It is Friday, I don't even know what the date is, the 8th of July. There you go. And welcome to The Buzz. We are with you for the next hour right here on CliffCentral.com. I hope you've had a good week. It's been a little bit of a hair-raising week for a lot of people. Obviously, what's going on in America is very, very sad. Black Lives Matter is trending on social media, cops being shot at, people just throw your guns away for crying in a bucket. You don't need guns in this world, it's really not necessary. But we're going to steer clear of all of that because we all are happy people here on The Buzz, and we like to bring you entertainment and all things buzzworthy. And it was weird, I was sitting outside waiting to come on air, and all of a sudden I was approached by these people with lipsticks in their hands, and they just wanted to throw lipstick on my face, and I don't know why. I mean, I'm pretty as it is, you know, but they've come in to talk about the power of branding, you know, and how makeup makes women and men, a lot of men, feel. So we welcome into studio this afternoon Taryn Louch. Good afternoon, Taryn.
Thank you for having us.
I think you've been here before.
I have.
So welcome back.
The buzz has it that I've been here before.
Yes. And we've got Tammy and we've got Marketa. Yeah. And they are with us today to talk about the power of branding and also how makeup and, yeah, all that fashionable stuff that I actually have no idea about. So welcome to the studio, you guys.
Thank you.
How are you today?
Well, thank you.
Good.
Yep, just sort of coming down from all of the buzz from the event, which happened just recently. So it's been quite an experience, I think, for the South African market.
Yeah. Okay, so you are the group luxury head, I think it is, eh?
Indeed, just the general manager for L'Oreal Luxe. L'Oreal owns Yves Saint Laurent is one of its brands in the luxury division.
Okay, so you guys obviously have a lot of makeup in your own personal collection, I guess, eh?
Yes, we do.
So what's trending at the moment? What do people look out for? What do you notice that people are really looking for at the moment?
Well, I think for me, what is most important for a woman is really to have a really good lip. So
I'm in agreement with you.
Absolutely. And we have an amazing Rouge Pot Couture lipstick, which for us really is what empowers a woman. It really is a statement piece. It's a way that she expresses herself. So I would say it's definitely a lip.
They do say there's nothing a woman can't do with red lipstick.
Well, I mean, you're fierce with yours.
Yeah, I am.
did I nail that one there?
Was
that good?
10 points, Jason.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. This is actually, well, one of YSL's best-selling products is the Rouge Pot Couture in Le Rouge, which for those of you that don't speak French means red. So there's nothing you cannot do with a red lip. If I need to go out and nail something, I put on a red lip and the rest is history.
I think just anecdotally at around a red lip, if you have a presentation and you would like people to focus on what you're saying, they say you should wear a red lip because then you focus more on the mouth and you can actually see what the person is articulating.
I love that.
It is very useful information because, you know, I mean, you need to look fierce and you need to look, you need to feel powerful or confident when you go to all these events. I mean, you guys will probably go to a lot of events all the time. You do, Taryn.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, I mean, when you go to these events, is that what, so it's your red lip, but what else? I mean, what are the other things that you kind of need to
include? Me, from a makeup point of view, it's the mascara and it's the cheek definition and it's the lip.
Oh my word, now you're getting technical here. What's going on?
Okay, let's keep it simple. The eyes. Okay. The eyes are the windows to the soul.
Yes.
YSL's got the most phenomenal mascara. I've been asked more times in the last week whether my eyelashes are real or not. Okay. Ever since I started using it. So I think that's going to become a staple in my makeup collection at least.
Okay.
And I think if you focus on, you know, a beautiful eye, a bold lip, you can do anything. And you do definitely stand out.
So these are good tips that I hope everybody who's listening really enjoys and really starts to implement. Because if you look at the social pages, Taryn is always there. And and it's a good thing. It means that your brand is out there.
Good.
And a branding exercise is something that we really need to talk about because this brand has been in existence, YSL, has been in existence for a long time. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, 52 years actually.
52 years.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's beauté.
It's amazing. It's something that doesn't really happen a lot of the time. And I think What do you think it is that keeps this brand so relevant as a fashion leader in the industry?
So for me, I think that Yves was able to really create something new. It was the 60s. He was liberating women. It was all about empowerment. So he was able to take a particular era and really transform it. And the interesting thing is that the brand has been transforming itself since then. So we've seen in the last 2 years, on the couture side, we had Hailey Slimane, which really changed it towards an edgy, much more rock kind of culture. And this has been translated into the beauty as well. Mm. So we've had the Black Opiums, which have sort of come onto the market, which have really taken the world by storm, because it had this edgy, rocky kind of vibe. And I think that's really what the youth are looking for, a little bit of something special. And that is how the brand has sort of transformed itself throughout the ages.
But that's the youth. I mean, you've also got loyalists associated to the brands as well. I mean, 52 years, you've probably got people who will walk into the store and know exactly what they want and get it if it's still in existence.
Rouge Pour Couture has been around for almost 40 years. So the brand that speaks to lips is something, and again, the formulas have changed, but the ethos of a red lip stands out, and it's something that makes a woman powerful, has been in existence for almost 40 years of the brand.
And there's no time to sleep these days, so 8 hours of beauty sleep in a click of a pen. I'm all about that.
Sorry, we're pushing buttons here.
Jason is very distracted by the red lips.
I know.
Can see.
You completely threw me off. You see, that's the thing, because you, I didn't realize that I would come to studio and then be attacked, so to speak. I mean, do I need it?
Dare to do a red lip?
Dare to
absolutely.
Do you dare?
Do I? Do I dare?
Do you have a choice?
Well, I'm on this side of the desk, so I'm pretty happy where I am. So, maybe I should. No, I think I'll be okay.
You'll leave it to the girls.
Yeah. I think you guys do a fantastic job.
I mean, we haven't spoken about the other element, which is which Jason is actually displaying right now, is the distraction for men with women in red lips. I mean, absolutely. Like, it's something that will get you noticed in a crowd, for sure.
What, my red lips?
No, not your red lips. Okay. A woman's red lips.
Okay.
And I think it says so much for us women in South Africa, the fact that a beautiful international brand like this has opened the first standalone store on the African continent. So obviously we're doing something right when it comes to fashion and trends here in South Africa.
Do you think that South African women are on trend and leading?
I absolutely do. I think that social media and just the global way of approaching beauty is so much part of South African life. Everybody in South Africa can wear a red lip, and we offer different variants of red lip. And I think that's where the boutique format comes so much into play. Why would you rather shop in a boutique versus your average or normal retail environment? It's really because of variety. And I always say, I'm a special woman. I want that berry red. You know, somebody else may want a slight orange in their red because they have a slightly different undertone. I think that's where we really have been able to display that variety of products that really suits every single woman in South Africa.
So where to for the brand from here? I mean, obviously you've opened this boutique here in Sandton, which is really good. And I'm sure a lot of people have already gone to visit the store. And I know you had a big launch last week, and I'm sure it was really, really well received. I mean, I know you were there as well. Day was there. I think, who else was there? You were taking pictures with Leanne Liebenberg.
Vanessa Carrera, Zoraida Jardine, Jack Anstey.
Maps.
Oh, so Maps was there.
Yeah, rock a red lip.
You see, Maps. I'm going to have to, he's coming onto the show next week, so I'm going to have to tell him, I'm going to ask him why he didn't rock that red lip.
Well, we'll ask him if he dares for next week. He might just rock up with the red lip.
Well, will you be armed with the red lip when he comes
Hashtag
in?
Hashtag watch this space.
Okay, cool. Awesome. So, I mean, just in closing, where do you think that we're going with this brand? I mean, because it's 52 years old. It's still powerful. What's next?
So for me, it's in the infant stage of re-energizing itself and really coming out with a more modern intention of itself. Yep. From an accessibility perspective, it's a selective brand, so it has a selective nature, which means that it will be limited in distribution. But we do want to offer all of our consumers the opportunity to have access to this amazing product. So omnichannel is definitely something that I see in the future of Yves Saint Laurent Beauté.
Very nice. Sounds like it's going to be here for many, many years to come. And I look forward to seeing what else you've got in store for us. But thank you so much for joining me on The Buzz today. You're going to stick around.
I'm going to stick around.
Because I have lots more questions for you.
That's fine. That's absolutely perfect. Just one thing that I wanted to say is it's so wonderful to not have to travel to get our YSL products, but that we can actually get them right in a boutique right here in Johannesburg. So that's something really exciting for me too.
Very cool.
Awesome. So happy shopping, girls. Exercise that credit card.
And, hashtag do you dare to find your red in our boutique store on this coming Saturday. So we look forward to seeing you there.
In Sandton City.
Sandton City.
Very cool. Thank you so much for joining us today.
This is CliffCentral.com.
This is The Buzz on CliffCentral.com. And I'm very, very excited now because we have someone who's been kind of quiet in the industry, but he's bounced back and he is looking super, super fly today. Ifani, welcome to the studio.
Thank you, my brother.
How's it going, man?
I'm good, my man. And you?
I'm very well, thank you. Are you so how's your Friday treating you so far? Good or well?
So far, so good, my man. I was looking forward to this interview, coming here to chill with you guys.
It's
because this is the only station where you can talk like, you know? Like
honestly yourself, and openly. Yourself, yeah, exactly. Openly, yeah. So, I think it's Friday, and you haven't been here for a while. Hey, how long ago were you?
Yeah, I haven't been here for a minute, Nyana, you know, but I pop in here every now and then.
Okay, so it's good. This is the first time you've been on The Buzz, which is exciting for me.
First time on The Buzz.
So what's happening, man? You're back.
Yes, my brother. You know, a lot happened. I understand that you're saying I'm back, and it's back in a sense. But in the way that I look at it, I never left to begin with, you know. My life was continuing. Before I was in the music industry, I had a life as an engineer, you know. So that was continuing for me. Before that life, I had a life of a student, a varsity student. And that was continuing for me. So what had happened before, what happened now, before you can say I'm back, was I took time away from the music industry to focus on myself.
Okay.
You know, I was doing a lot of self-help. I didn't like the person I was, so I wanted to change that person. And people say that if you want the world to change, you need to change yourself.
Yeah.
You know, so I wanted my world to change, so I started working on myself so I could change.
Okay. So you did that, and I suppose there was a lot of introspective time and, you know, kind of not isolating yourself, but you did. You removed yourself from this world that, you know, kind of catapulted you to fame, and everybody knew your name and everybody wanted a piece of you, and you were being booked for gigs here and there. Yeah. And then you just take a break and, you know, let's clear up the rumors. I mean, people were asking, like, is he broke? And that's why he disappeared. I mean,
let's put it this way, right? Before I blew up, I was broke. You know, so being broke or being rich is no measure for anyone's, you know, appearance or anyone's success in the industry.
Sure.
Because a lot of broke people make it in the industry, and I was one of those. So I really don't think it has any weighing.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you did a lot of introspection, and you are in a better place now, you think?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so much, much, much better place. Now I drive a car of my dreams. I look like the man of my dreams. I look like that homie that I always wanted to be like, you know. So things are looking up for me. I have a new perspective in life, like I had said. I'm no longer chasing the success like I used to. Now I'm attracting it to myself. Because I used to believe that, you know, all the success that we work for as rappers, you know, as musicians, all that fame and fortune is going to make me happy.
Yeah.
So that's why I was chasing after it, because I wanted it to make me happy. But it turned out that if you think like that, you never want to stop chasing.
Yeah.
You know, you're always going to chase, and the goal is just going to keep moving forward and forward. You're going to want to make a milli. Next thing you want to make 500 million. Next thing you want to make a billion, and you just keep chasing and chasing and chasing. And I changed that mindset. Now I'm all about happiness, you know. Now I just want to be in a happy space. I don't want to think too much about the future. I want to live in the now. I want my now to be happy.
Do you think becoming a father kind of changed those perceptions for you as well, and the way that you approach happiness these days? I mean, you have a 2-year-old, I believe, hey?
Yeah, I have a 3-year-old.
Three, okay.
He's 3 now.
So, I mean, do you think that changes your perception of happiness as well? I mean, obviously a lot changes for you when you become a parent. You know, well, I say this because I've got 4 kids of my own. Not really, but I'm joking.
Well, you see, for me, the way I view things now, every condition, you know, that happens in your life has a... has a possibility of changing you. You know, if you get in a car accident, that could change you. If you, you go outside and the sky falls on your head, that could change you.
Yeah.
It's up to us to interpret these things and make them change us in however way we want. So when I had my son, I was still trying to make it in the industry, you know, so I didn't quite pay attention to his arrival. You know, because I was paying attention to my making it in the industry. Mm. So I was working hard. I wasn't spending as much time with him. So that didn't change me then until last year. I decided I need to change as a person. Only then I opened up to him. Only then I spent more time with him. Only then I assumed the role of being a father. So it's not the birth of the baby. It's the you making up your mind to do anything.
And some of those sort of lessons that you learned along the route of being in this journey to discovery, I suppose you could say.
Yeah.
What were some of those that you can share with people who, you know, are fans of yours, or who follow you or follow your story, or just are looking for happiness? I mean, what are the things that you really identified?
The one thing that opened that caught my attention and opened my eyes was the simple fact that if hard work was the way to success, then most Africans will be wealthy, but they are not. And if you look at all these people who are very successful at the top of the companies, the CEOs and all of them, they're not working as hard. But if you look at the middle class and the poor, they working hard.
Mm.
So something just did not match, you know, for me. I was like, this does not make sense, you know. Then if that's the case, then what brings about the success? Then it turns out that if you do what you enjoy, if you're always happy, that's going to attract success. So success is not something you chase, it's something you attract. So that was one main thing, one major thing that had to change for me.
Okay, that's a great tip, and that's a great that is a something that I think everybody should implement into their own lives, because you get so caught up in that routine of you know, that 9-to-5 working so damn hard, mm-hmm. and chasing other people's dreams.
Yeah,
that's the sad thing, is that do you ever get to live your own? And I think at this stage, can you answer that question and say you are living your dream or living your purpose?
Well, now it's a learning in progress, you know.
Yeah.
I can't say that I've reached the climax now, you know, but what I can say is now I treat every moment with all of me.
Sure.
You know, I don't spend this moment wishing that the next one will be better than this one, you know.
Yeah.
I understand that this moment could be my last. You know, and this moment has everything any moment in a lifetime could have. So even that moment where let's say I win $1 billion or I make $1 billion, even that moment is the same as this moment with me talking to you right now.
Mm.
You know, I still have a choice to be happy about this or to be sad about this. I have a choice to be happy about winning $1 billion or to be sad about it. You know, it's every moment is the same.
So there's new music that I want to play as well. I think I'm going to line it up and see where we can play it.
Yeah.
I think this one that you are quite excited about is Stay.
Yes, yes. Stay is a single that I dropped, you know, I released for free online.
Okay.
That was me trying to tell the people that were following me, you know, that were falling off the iFunny bus, saying, yo, iFunny is disappearing. I was trying to tell them, guys, you need to stay, because I'm about to do major things. You know, I'm about to do things that will change us as a country for a lifetime.
So
and we will do it together as the people.
If you ever listen to this.
For sure.
I think that was the greatest intro to your own song. Let's have a listen. This is Ifani. Ifani right here on the bus. Ifani.
Yes. Trying to tell her, stay, baby, stay, 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 stay.
Can I say that is a very powerful song?
Thank you, my brother.
I love it. I think it's great. And you were just telling me off air that it means a lot to you, and I think that comes through in the song itself.
Yes, yes. Because I found myself after I had blown up in 2013 that I was starting to make music to please the fans. You know, I was starting to make music so I could get more gigs, so I can be known more, so I can push the brand. And I got caught up in that, you know, because that was the chase. Me trying to be bigger and bigger and bigger, because I believe that was the right thing to do. That's how life is like. And then I learned that that's not how life is like. We're not born to chase and chase and chase, you know. We're born to accept who we are and be happy with who and what we have. So with this song, I started then changing the way I approach music. I started making music from the heart now, from the space that I'm in, to say, this is my honest opinion of this. This is how I interpret this sound right now. I would like, you know, I would like to continue making music this way now, no longer me trying to make more money and or whatever.
You got to live as well. So, I mean, you know, the money has to come.
But if
it's
you
not,
trust,
it's
if
not,
you trust that happiness is more important,
yeah,
then the next moment will bring happiness.
Sure.
And the next one will bring happiness.
Okay.
So you never will end up in a moment where you don't have something to eat.
Yeah.
You know, because you trust happiness.
Yeah. Okay. So on this track, you worked with Chad Dedon.
Yeah, boy.
But you are still doing music that, you know, people really want to hear, I suppose. Hey? You know, like the you working with Heavy K. And you do other songs as well that you still cater to your fans, but you're just giving them an alternative, I suppose.
Instead of me catering now, it's them saying, yo, I like that sound from iFunny. You know, instead of iFunny saying, yo, you need to like this sound. It's them being attracted to me now instead of me chasing them. So that's where the change is.
Okay. So I got a message from that bitch Jane on the WeChat line, and this she said, out of all the black rappers, Fani is my beat. I love his new look. Who's his girlfriend?
Yeah, you know the answer to that. I have none and I have many.
Oh, come on. There's got to be.
That's the honest answer.
There's got to be one.
No.
There's none, there's, but you've met many. What was
yeah.
it? Yeah.
I have none and I have many.
Okay.
Yeah, that means I own nobody.
Okay.
You know? And I am owned by no one, but I do talk to a lot of beautiful people, and we have beautiful moments, and we share these learnings, you know,
okay.
about the universe.
Okay. Are they all based in the Eastern Cape?
No. They're based around the world, literally around the world.
Like, okay. Where are your favorites?
Mainly here in South Africa.
There you go. Right answer. 100%. You got it there. I was a bit worried what you were going to say. I was like, I asked that question, but what is he actually going to say? So good answer there. I want to talk about your style as well, because I think that's also transformed. I mean, you've always been quite you are a colorful character.
Yes.
In terms of your dress sense, and you've always been one that whenever you walk into an event or something, people will always take notice of you just because you are so colorful and vibey, and you push the boundaries, you know. But your look now seems more slick and more kind of tailored, if I can say.
Yes.
So what's happened?
Yeah,
have you hired a stylist?
You're right about that, my man. I've never been apologetic for the way I am and for the person that I am and where I come from. I've always tried to push boundaries as far as myself is concerned. You know, so this fashion sense that I have now was inspired by my three-year-old son.
Okay.
Yeah, but he started when he was 6 months old, because he would choose everything he wants to wear. Like, and I tried to dress him up. He'd be crying. I'd be like, it's just a vest, Musa. Just wear the vest. Like, nah. You know, we would fight. And I would never understand it. Until last year when he was two, when I was spending more time with him, I was like, no, this guy really loves clothes. You know, when I bring him back from crash, he would change everything and start wearing new clothes and then change them again and wear new ones. So this one time I took him for shopping, and the way he just loved being in that environment. So I decided, you know what, let me call TK, Lloyd Hot Sense, who was making my clothes at the time. I was like, yo, can you make something for me? I want to come and bring Musa along. So I was like, okay, cool. So I went there with him, and I was changing, dressing up, and Musa was excited.
Really?
Yo, we took some pictures, posted them on Instagram, and everyone loved it. So I was like, okay, so I guess this is
So I think your stylist is Musa. He's the one who approves your look and says,
he's the one who said, yeah.
I kind of like that. Yeah, that'll work. Yeah,
definitely. But now I'm dressed by Oli Designs.
Okay.
We make clothes almost every month.
So do you collaborate with them?
Yes, I do.
Okay,
yes,
so that's how it works. Okay.
Yeah, that's how it works. I give them an idea, and then they add their own idea.
Sure.
And then, yeah.
And do you ever think you would start your own line?
You know, a lot of people have been saying this, and it got me thinking. I think I should. I think I really should.
I agree. I think you should. She could call it Musa.
We'll call it Musa one time. That's a good one. Yeah. Thanks for that idea, my brother. I hope you're not going to want royalties for this.
No, you know what? I'm all about sharing and caring here. I always do that. I give so many IP or ideas away right here on the buzz. So I haven't seen many come to life, but I'm hoping that yours will be one of the first ones. And you can call one of the designs Jason.
Okay, yes.
There you go.
That's a deal.
Okay, so back to the music. You said your new single is called February.
Yes.
And I believe you want to play it for me.
Yes, my brother. Yeah. Yes, my brother. I would love to play it for you guys. So the song is about me many, many years ago when I felt so deeply in love. And I took this chick to PE to go meet my folks. You know, I was still in UCT at the time, you know, working towards being an engineer. So I was taking her there, and then on our way back we found out that we were pregnant. So I was excited, like, I'm gonna be a young father. Yeah, this is dope. And she was like, me, I'm not sure. I was like, come on, we can do this. It's like, you have so much potential, like, you could do so much for this country. And I was like, Baba, trust me, I don't want to do anything, I want to be a father. And then while we were having that conversation, time ran out and the baby didn't make it because she had to go back home. So I felt a lot of shame. I felt a lot of guilt. I was hurt. I was depressed. Mm. You know, I went through a lot of counseling. So it took years for me to get to this point to now confront my demons and write a song. And with this song, it's me letting go of that guilt, me letting go of that shame, you know, me saying, now I'm embracing the future. Now I'm no longer going to be that person who is constantly depressed. Every time I think about I killed a human being, you know, I would feel ashamed. So with this song, it's me letting go of that pain.
Have a listen.
Uzofika nini February? Sele kusele intsuku ezingabi. Ebusuku andilali ngathi xesha aliyambi. Uzofika nini February? Uzofika nini February? Uzofika nini February? Andikwazi ukulinda, uthi naye kuma kafuna undishiya. I'm telling her that I need to be there. She's telling me that I need to be here. Kutheni ungenolinda, kutheni ungenocinga? If I will ifuni olu sana zolugcina. She's telling me that I am not ready, cause the testing athi kulula ukukhulisa umntana. Ndisehotele ndikhangela irumu, irumu. Ndiserumini ndikhangela ifowuni, ifowuni. Ndisefowunini ndikhangela uthando. Ndisemathandweni ndikhangela ubomi. Uthi akazi ukwazi ukundilinda, ndizobuya obubomi bungekho. She was 22, she was supposed to be my baby mama, but she chose to be 22 and not to be a mama. And she said to me, go ahead and chase your dreams, Baba. Dreams, Baba. Dreams, Baba. Dreams, Baba. February. Uzofika nini February? February. Hey, uzofika nini February? Hey, uzofika nini February? Sele kusele intsuku ezingabi. Ebusuku andilali ngathi xesha aliyambi. Uzofika nini February? Uzofika nini February? Uzofika nini February? Andikwazi ukulinda, uthi naye kuma kafuni ndishiya. I'm telling her that I need to be there. She's telling me that I need to be her. Uthena ungenolinda, uthena ungenocinga. If I will ifuni olu sana zolinda. Telling me that I am not ready, cause the testing athi kulula ukukhulisa umntana. Ndisehotele ndikhangela irumu, ndiserumini ndikhangela ifowuni. Turn up, turn up, turn up. Ndisefowunini ndikhangela uthando. ndisamathandweni ndikhangela ubomi uthi kazu kwazi ukundilila ndizobuya obubomi bese nabo bungekho ungekho ungekho. She told me to chase my dreams, man.
All the dates.
She told me I would be great, man. Dang. She was supposed to come in February. She was 22. She was supposed to be my baby mom, but she chose to be 22 and not to be a mama. And she said to me, go ahead and chase your dreams, Baba. Baba, 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 Baba. Dreams, Baba. Dreams, Baba. Let go of your pain. Oh, February. Uzofika nini February? Oh, February.
Sure, yeah, man.
Damn, that was amazing.
Thank
you for giving me that opportunity.
Thank you for taking the time to do that. I think it's amazing that you, it's your performances that are incredible. And this is just in our little Cliff Central studio, you know.
Yeah.
I've put a little clip up on Twitter so that people can get a glimpse of it. But I believe that you will probably perform this more at your other gigs, and that people can get to see the meaning behind the song that is so important to you.
Yeah.
Do you feel liberated in a sense?
I do. It feels like the song I did called Ingoma Ezimnandi, you know, when I lost Umam Thembu. I felt like I couldn't move on with life. And I ended up in hospital, you know. I was really messed up. So when I wrote that song, it was me letting go of that pain of losing my guardian angel. And every time I would perform it, it would get easier and easier and easier. And I feel like it helped. So now I feel like music is my tool to help me continue with life. And with this song, every time I perform it, I feel a huge weight off my shoulder. So thank you for giving me this opportunity to do that.
I wish I could just relive it. I do have the video, but it's a 30-second video, so I can play it as much as I want to. But where are your gigs? Where are you playing next? I mean, that people can get to see you again.
Yeah, they're everywhere. See, I don't handle my own booking, so I don't know. So I find out when I get called.
Where you gotta be? Yeah.
When I have to be.
Are you anywhere this weekend?
No. This weekend I'm spending time with Musa.
Okay.
Yes.
Nothing wrong with
and
that.
And we're shooting a music video for February.
Okay.
So we're also prepping for that.
Okay.
Yeah. And there's a company that I'm part of it's a media company. Mm-hmm. So we are moving now to Tanzania.
Oh.
So it's quite a big, it's a big time for us right now. So
you moving?
No, the company.
The company, yes. Okay.
Yeah, I'm remaining here.
Okay.
Yeah,
I was just about to say, we don't want to lose you just yet.
No, I'm not going, yeah. But some guys, part of the company is going there.
Wow, that's amazing. So you're expanding your footprint in the media world as well as...
Yes,
and you're an engineer. Yes,
and I'm an engineer.
And you're an engineer. I mean, is there anything else you cannot do at this point? You know what I mean?
Like I embrace myself.
Yeah.
And I hope some people will learn from this and learn to embrace themselves too, you know? So I'm not the kind of a superstar or star that wants people to look up to him. I would really much rather have everyone look up to themselves. This is me showing everyone that everyone can do this. You have the same power that I have, because I didn't start off as a musician, you know? I was an academic, I became an engineer, and I just loved music. And I'm trying to say, anyone who loves anything, any sport, you don't need any experience, you just need love.
Yeah.
With love, you can be anything.
Perfect way to sum it up. I'm so happy you came into studio and that we got to spend some time together, because we usually have to rush through the interviews. It's such a slammed program that we have, but I'm glad that we had this opportunity, and I hope that you'll come back and visit us again on The Buzz and talk some more stories. There's two more albums to come, hey?
Yes.
And
yes.
Then you're done, you
then
said.
Then I'm done.
I don't believe you. I don't believe you. But
two more albums to go, yes.
Okay, so when's the third one coming? do you think?
We're not sure, because what I'm going to do is repackage this one.
Okay.
And then release it at Deluxe next year.
All right.
Same date, April 29th. And because after I went gold on the first day, I stopped working,
yeah,
you know, because I was paying attention to myself. Mm. So now I'm coming back to promote the same album.
Okay.
So the album needs to get to platinum. It needs to do more things than it did at the beginning. I think it's only fair for anyone who was looking up to the album, you know, you
sure.
go gold on the first day, you must, you know, reach other milestones. So we are back now to reach other milestones.
Okay, so the more milestones that you spread out, mm-hmm. then that means that the music career will continue.
There you go.
The fourth album might actually drop when you're 70, but that's okay. We can live with that.
Yeah, so. Okay. There we go. You got it, my brother.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us today on The Buzz. I appreciate it.
Thank you, my man.
Cool.
This is CliffCentral.com.
So this is The Buzz on CliffCentral.com. We are heading up towards 2 o'clock, but I had to bring her back because there's so much I want to talk to her about. Taryn. So we like rushing, taking photos, having a performance outside. Avoiding the lipstick at all costs, which is not a bad thing for me.
It's here in the studio.
Oh, dear goodness.
You cannot separate a girl with her red lipstick.
Yeah, that's for you. Yeah, so that's
cool.
This
is true.
Okay, so now we get to profile you a bit as well, because I haven't actually interviewed you on The Buzz before.
No, you haven't.
I wasn't here, I don't think.
No, I was here a couple of years ago, I think, with Jen when I was doing a one-woman show. It had an Naledi nomination, so I got on the show and I was chatting about The Buzz, obviously, around the show. But that was 3 years ago. Can you believe it?
3 years.
Time absolutely flies.
So now you're doing radio as well on that other station.
It's with in your another co-host. Province.
I know. It's cool. So you're doing that with Lala.
Yes.
And you guys just celebrated your 1 year.
We celebrated our 1 year anniversary on Tuesday. Thank you.
Mazel tov.
I was just saying to the ladies outside, time really does fly when you're having fun.
Yeah.
And, you know, the medium of radio is something that I think people that haven't been on it or don't know much about it don't actually understand, that it's not just talking. It's actually a lot more structured than that. And there's a lot of prep work that goes into it. But, you know what? We're blessed to do what we love. And that's really lucky for us. I mean, for you as well. We get paid to talk. I mean,
amazing.
I'll take that. Yeah. I'll definitely take that any day of the week.
And you get to work with someone. I mean, she's jetting all over the place at the moment. I mean, she's
absolutely doing Lala Land.
Yeah.
She is not in Lala Land. Yeah. She's doing Lala Land in New York.
Is she in New York now?
She's in New York at the moment. She landed there this morning. And what is incredible about that is we then get an international angle on the show.
Yeah.
So on Sunday, she'll bring us the celebrity news live from the streets of New York.
Okay.
So it's pretty cool.
So you holding down the fort here.
I'm holding down the fort here.
It's not a bad thing.
And it's not such a bad thing. And we get to cross live to her. So we really do bring the full house, which is the name of the show. So
very cool.
Yeah, that's really, really exciting. And it's the first show of our next chapter, which is year two.
Yeah.
So we're really excited for this coming weekend. And of course, we broadcast live from the most beautiful city. I'm sorry, I have to say.
It is. Even when it's raining, it's pretty.
Really is.
That mountain
really is.
Just always shows off. But you talk about the full house, and this is one part of your house, essentially.
Yes,
so
it is.
So you do theatre, you're an entrepreneur, you're on the social scene. What else do you do?
So I'm a writer as well.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Are you writing a book?
Not yet, but okay. I will be writing a book. I currently write for magazines. I write radio and TV commercials as well. And I consider myself a bit of a wordsmith. I've got a constant love affair with words.
Are you an English Nazi?
A grammar Nazi.
Grammar Nazi, yes.
Yeah, that's what they call me.
English grammar Nazi, yeah.
It gets bad. It gets really bad. I'm just like, please, people, you need to spell properly. There's spell check. There's Google. There's so many things. Are you a bad speller?
No, I think I'm more aware of it than most people.
Okay, good.
I think I'm better, yeah.
Respect.
But on Twitter, when you have the character limitation, you actually have to abbreviate some of the words.
Yeah, my thoughts on that is kind of just, you know, shorten what you want to say.
Yeah.
Please don't write later with the number 8 in the middle.
Oh, no, don't do
I'm
that.
Not
don't
about
worry.
That.
Yeah. Not about that, yeah. And I'm also spazzing out and all that stuff. Like, I totes can't even.
I totes can't even deal. I mean, colloquialism is okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, colloquialism is okay.
Okay.
As long as it's all spelled correctly, then I'm okay. I mean, we are in the 21st century and people do have certain sayings, you know. I mean, my favorite thing to say at the moment is it's everything, because I feel it's really expressive.
Being on The Buzz
is everything. It's actually beyond everything being on the buzz.
Amen. Your words, not mine. I didn't even have to pay her to say that. She just did it.
We will discuss payment later. Great.
Okay, so writing is something that you do.
So writing is something that I absolutely love. And I just think, you know, as a performer and as an entertainer, one strand of the industry is not enough to satisfy my creative, you know, sort of genius, if you want to call it that, or to actually keep me involved and entertained, which is why working on various platforms is so incredible. Mm. You know, I get to work on the platform of radio. I love a live audience, so I get to stand in front of people and chat about things I'm passionate about. This year, I did my first inspirational address, which fell into my lap. You know, I didn't pursue that, but I really enjoyed it because I got to stand up there and not just talk, but actually make a difference with what I was saying. Comedy is another love of mine.
Really?
And you need to watch this space because there's some exciting comedy news coming up.
When people say that, it kills me. When will you reveal?
You know why I'm not saying anything is because it's not confirmed.
Okay, cool.
I don't have anything to actually say. Okay. I also hate when people are like, I wish I could tell you, but.
Yeah.
But I love playing in the comedy space. As you know, the show that I did 3 years ago was a comedy where I played 12 characters.
So, all by yourself as well.
By myself.
I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah, some people call it schizophrenia. I just call it a one-woman show. But I really, really love that that comedy element. And as you mentioned at the beginning of the show, the world is in a very tough space at the moment. And I think comedy is something that we really all need, you know, to just laugh and let that release a little bit.
Yeah.
Because times are really, really tough. So it's something I love to do. I love to laugh and I love to make people laugh. So that's kind of my next move.
Okay.
Yeah. So it really is a full house for Little Miss Louch.
For Little Miss Louch. I love that as well. I think that's really cool. So if that's the element, are you 80% confirmed? Are you, how much longer do we have to wait? Because I'm one of those impatient people.
You're one of those impatient people. So as
a
creative, I believe very strongly in a vision board. I don't know if you do.
I do.
But a lot of the things that I've really wanted to do, I've popped on that vision board and I've been lucky that they've come into fruition. I mean, I wanted a reason to be in Cape Town a lot more and the Full House was born. Bam, there we have it. So I've definitely put that on the board. I'm not sure exactly how it's going to manifest, but I want to work in a comedic space and I will be super soon.
Okay.
Let's say by the end of this year, we'll know what's going to happen and there'll be something there. But definitely also working on a new theatre show. I do love the one-woman show aspect. I think it's very challenging for a performer. I obviously love performing with other people as well, but there's just something magical about having that stage and just creating various characters, various relationships. It's taxing on a performer, but it also is testament to the fact that you can do it all.
Mm.
You know, and just not at the same time.
Well, I mean, 12 characters at the same time. I mean,
yes.
Can be
it's
done.
It's exhausting.
So how many of those shows do you put on then? I mean, do you have a certain amount of, or for the run, do you have like 2 weeks?
So a run generally is 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay.
With that particular show, which was Mezemira and Makeup, that toured for 2.5 years.
Sure.
It went to Grahamstown, it went to Durban, it performed at various festivals. We were even in Zim.
Because that's where you're from originally, aren't you?
Where?
From
Durban.
Zim.
No, I'm from Durban originally.
Oh, where did I read Zim? Anyway.
Maybe about the Haifa Festival.
Probably
I performed
that,
there a couple of times. And that's absolutely incredible. I mean, a lot of people don't know about it, but the Harare International Festival of Arts is one of the most frequented arts festivals in the world. I met people from about 30 different countries.
Wow, that's amazing.
That flew in, they performed their work, they came to see other work. And it's just a beautiful space to be in because there's all people that are passionate about entertainment and they all kind of, you know, congregate on the African continent and see where we can collaborate and make things happen. So I would love to take a show, you know, my next show that I'm working on to a place like New York.
Yeah.
Put it on. I mean, I saw Trevor Noah there way before The Daily Show. I saw him in an underground, like, comedy club. And I was so proud of it and how he had, you know, taken South African comedy and made it suitable for an American audience. And that is true talent.
Mm.
You know, so I would love to take a locally produced show and take it to the world and sort of show them what South Africa is really made of.
So your vision board then would be a picture of Times Square. And maybe you could put Lala there just for now, because she's kind of like, she's finding that gap for you, I suppose.
Yes,
like
absolutely.
Okay, that's the person that Terry needs to get into. Okay, cool, we've got that. And you put Lala's face there, and then you just kick her out, and then you put yours there. Kick her out in the nicest way possible.
Well, you know what? The Full House could do New York City. I mean, we've taken on bigger things.
Listen here, if you're doing that...
We're taking you with us.
Thank you. There you said it again. I didn't pay her. She just
I don't know
said
what
it.
Is happening to me in the studio. I'm just saying things.
Finishing my sentences. I love it. Okay, so we have to wrap it up, unfortunately, and you'll come back.
I will definitely come back.
It was one of those shows. Like, I just want to spend like an hour with you and an hour with Afani and an hour with everyone.
We don't have time.
It just flies by, but you know what it's like as
well. Yeah, I do.
So where do we find you on social media at the moment?
So I'm at Little Miss Louch on Instagram and Twitter. And people always ask me how that name came about. I just, when I was setting up an Instagram account, I sort of thought, I don't want to just have my name. And a lot of people call me Miss Louch. So I just thought, well, you know, that whole series of Little Miss Naughty, Little Miss Chatty. I'm a kind of a little bit of everything. So Little Miss Louch it was.
Okay.
So yeah, definitely follow me on there and you can see what I'm up to. And I'll be back on The Buzz for sure. But thank you for having me.
Thank you.
What a great opportunity to chat.
And I avoided the red lipstick. Woohoo!
Best little post show. Hashtag just saying.
Do you dare?
Do you?
No. Okay, well, thank you so much for joining us today, and thank you for listening to The Buzz. Always a pleasure to be with you on a Friday afternoon. Speaking of that, O'Neill is next for the next 2 hours right here on Cliff Central. You have a good weekend, and we'll catch you back next week between 1 and 2 right here on The Buzz. Cheers.
This is CliffCentral.com.